This is Haystack Health Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Health Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Health Radio with Scott Whatley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Health Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Whatley, and we are glad you are with us. Well, we're super excited today to have a new partner with us. And, you know, so many times you hear about different sponsors on show, which means they just simply bought some advertising, and the host will talk good about them. That is not what we do at Haystack Health Radio. We have partners, and those are folks that we truly believe in. And at times we'll get services from ourselves and really believe in what they're doing. And we are super glad to have Dr. Jeff Donner with us today. And he's with Colorado Spine Institute and Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. And up in Loveland, they're located at 4795 Larimer Parkway in Johnstown area there. So, Dr. Donner, good to have you with us. How are you?
Great. Great to be here.
So when you look at all, let's just talk about medical world here for a little bit, and you've been doing this a long time, all the credentials. Boy, I was very impressed with all your credentials, how long you've been doing this. So when you look at just how medical care, and we'll talk about, you know, even spine things more in general here, but how has that really changed through the years, and how you're taking care of patients today versus years ago when you first started?
Right. Well, it's an evolution. You know, you get advanced training and you're supposed to be at the top of your game, and you realize you get out in clinical practice and people have problems you still don't have good answers for. So you need to always keep digging and keep learning from your colleagues and what you read and going to meetings. So it's exciting in that way.
Sure. And you've done a lot of papers, I guess the technical term, papers, and written different things all through your career.
Well, we do research and we write articles, and that's part of the learning experience and sharing it with your colleagues.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's talk a little bit about your philosophy of care as a doctor. We've gotten to visit out here over the last couple of months, and super impressive, and I'll have to say different from a lot of docs that I've talked with and met through the years as well. So kind of just give us your philosophy of care in treating patients.
Well, first of all, I have to realize I'm also a patient, and so I see it from a different angle. I've had a lot of orthopedic injuries and problems over my life, and with that, you know, I want to be treating a patient like I would expect to be treated. And that's just looking not just for a surgery or some pill, but a way to, you know, to manage their problem as effectively as possible, which with time has certainly evolved.
Sure. You know, and here's one thing that I love about what you guys are doing is you provide a possible way to avoid surgery, and most surgeons usually don't think that way. I want to do surgery. That's what I do. But you provide a different way, you know, with the stem cell area, that if you can keep someone from surgery, you want to do that.
Right. And it didn't just start with stem cells. I've been, you know, I was trained in traditional orthopedics and then a fellowship in spine surgery, where you're primarily focused on just learning all the surgical techniques, which is complicated enough. Again, when I came out into community and you're not treating, you know, advanced like trauma and tumor problems, and you're actually seeing patients with, you know, the everyday different types of pains that are affecting their quality of life, you have to kind of adjust. And part of that was being more knowledgeable and experienced in managing pain. So before regenerative medicine and all those different aspects of it, right, which we call stem cells and PRP, those other terms that will be coming up, we began, you know, using different techniques that most people are aware of, like using steroids and hyaluronic acids and things like that. So over that period of time, I taught myself and went to meetings to be able to see my patient and say, well, we can try this epidural or this injection first, and also not only help them with the pain, but more diagnose specifically what's wrong, so our surgical options would be more precise.
All right. And boy, it's quickly and easy to see in your own life and mine as well. Pain changes people's life, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the majority of visits to any, even your primary doc, are related to pain, whether it's a headache or, in our world, orthopedic type of joint or musculoskeletal pain. And that's often what brings people in, and then you have to go down the path of figuring out what's wrong and the best way to treat it.
Right. Dr. Jeff Donner is our guest. Once again, he's with Colorado Spine Institute, an elite regenerative stem cell specialist. They're located at 4795 Larimer Parkway in Johnstown, the number 970-342-2220. So let's talk a little bit about from the spine care, and again, there's two areas, or a couple areas of your practice, actually. But when you get into the spine care, most people come to you, have they, you know, had previous surgeries? Have they, or are they just for the first time coming in to see you?
Well, we'll see a variety of people, and since I'm in a smaller community, we will see people for the first time with a problem. And obviously, been in practice 30 years, so you see a lot of follow-up patients that you've treated over the years, and friends and family that may or may not have had surgery otherwise. To me, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I like to just figure out what's wrong and sure. come up with a good plan.
Right. So what is a typical consult look like? You know, someone comes in and, you know, they start describing, you know, what's going numb or what's tingling. Well, what are all the different kind of questions that you kind of go through and just that whole process of that initial consult?
Again, most of the people come in because they have a pain that, that just is ruining their lives, or they can't sleep, or they can't enjoy, you know, the activities they like. And with that, they often are smart enough to try the traditional treatment, a lot of them on their own, and, you know, they fail. And they want an idea of what to do next. So that's the process. And sometimes they'll come in with imaging like x-rays and MRIs, things like that. And other times, you know, we got to start the process.
Right. So when you look at the things that you want to do before surgery, okay, and those include a lot of things, and you guys even kind of have a pain management side to your practice as well.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. And is that usually a series of injections that people might have to go through, or is there sometimes, you know, the cortisone is one that always comes to mind that people always do, and some people, you know, they go, oh man, that worked great, and the next time they get it, it works a little less, the next time a little less, and then, you know, but I guess it helps for a while, right?
Right, and you have to start, you know, the traditional way when you look at something is you look for the most cost-effective, least risky way to kind of manage the problem. And some people get frustrated because, you know, they want a quick fix, you know, but you go, hey, well, we got to try this, and then it's reasonable, you know, try some therapy or some chiropractics or, you know, any of those other techniques. You know, obviously, if they're having a progressive neurologic deficit and, you know, they're really miserable in pain, we have to kind of change it up a little bit. But that's the general philosophy. And you get a lot of people better, you know, in a way that's not risky to them and doesn't cost as much.
Right. So I told you when we met back in 1988, I had a fusion C6 and 7, Dr. Ralph Rashbaum, Texas Back Institute, and it's done really good through all those years. But man, when they took that piece of my hip and stuck it in my neck, my hip was more sore than my neck. But now there's all kinds of things with disc replacement, right?
Right. Yeah. You know, and again, my training was over 30 years ago, and we did the traditional bone graft from the iliac crest. And yeah, there's ways you could make it not as painful, but it was not you know, a problem that didn't need to be addressed further. So we would try allografts or a combination of donor bones and synthetics, and they have their place and it's certainly evolved in that way. But avoiding a fusion altogether is really one of your main goals. If you can, like traditional orthopedics, we like to replace joints instead of fuse them if we can. There's still some joints that are not ideal for replacement because the technology may not be there, whatever. Right. But the goal is to maintain motion, and this is what you can do in the spine as well, primarily in the cervical spine.
Right. Now, recently when I was at your office, you introduced me to one of your patients, and they're going to be coming on our show. But this gentleman is super active and very competitive and fighting. and I forgot which term.
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And I mean, the guy was in good shape and all, but I mean, he's just a few weeks out of surgery, and the guy looks great. And man, I mean, the things he was telling me, that's why I want to ask him if he'd come on the show, and he said he would. But kind of just take us through his story just a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's a young guy. He had multi-level discs that were ruptured, causing neurologic problems and pain into his arms. And the reality is, in the day before disc replacement and motion preservation, he probably would have needed a 5-level cervical fusion. Hmm. Basically ended all the motion or majority of the motion in his neck and all of his desire to continue with his sport. So we proceeded down the path. He's a very unusual case because most people that we treat have one or two levels that need that kind of treatment. His was far in advance, and the way our regulatory system and insurance coverage is, you just can't sit down with a patient and say, well, this is what I think we should do. It's mm-hmm. not that simple. There's a lot of hoops you have to go through. Right. So he needed a couple of surgeries to be able to accomplish that. So when you saw him, he had just finished the second surgery where I replaced two discs on the initial surgery and then another two discs on the second surgery.
Yeah, and man, he looked great.
Yeah, they're quick recovery, and that's what's nice about them. And we don't have to keep people immobilized like you probably had to mm-hmm. to make sure it knitted together over time. And that's a lot of downtime. And he wants to be right back training. And I felt very comfortable allowing him to go back pretty fast, but I had to put some brakes on him.
Right. Once again, if you're just joining us or getting in the car, Dr. Jeff Donner is our guest, Colorado Spine Institute and Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. They're up in the Johnstown area near Loveland there, 4795 Larimer Parkway in Johnstown. Their number is 970-342-2220. So what would you say, sticking on the orthopedic thing for just a moment with our spine just a moment, if you say, hey, look, if you're feeling these type of symptoms, guys especially, we'll just keep putting up with it, ignore it, and just hope it gets better. But if you say, hey, if you're feeling these few things, you should come in and see us, because if we can get to something sooner than later, a lot of times we can help you quicker, right?
Right. I mean, pain, like I said, pain is the main reason we see people. And if their pain is severe enough, long enough, it gets harder to manage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing to consider. But in terms of definite, if the people are having neurologic progression, we're losing sensation and strength, especially if it's their ability to walk and not fall, or, their bowel and bladder, that means a really serious problem may be developing that you need to interrupt, because certain parts of the neurologic system do not recover as well, like your spinal cord.
Sure. And car accidents, we see a lot of that with car accidents. And, so many times in our personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, we've done a lot of shows where he says, don't think just because the impact was not huge that you did not suffer some injuries, because sometimes, 10, 15 miles an hour can do some damage to your spine.
Yeah, I mean, we're not all designed the same, and we have weak spots. And, for example, I have a tight spinal canal in my cervical spine, and if I had an injury, it may affect me a lot more dramatically than someone else with a different anatomy or history.
Right. All right, so let's get into stem cell just a little bit. And today, again, our main focus is trying to give you an introduction to Dr. Donner, and they're going to be doing a lot of things with them, and just want to try to help as many people as we can. And, and when you say the word stem cell now, over the last few years, Dr. Donner, it's kind of exploded. I mean, it's everywhere. I mean, and I'm not cutting down chiropractors that do it and different offices that do it, but I'm just saying, you know what? I would rather have someone with Dr. Donner's pedigree doing this and his team doing this for me than just maybe a chiropractor on the corner that says, oh, this will be a good way to make some extra money, okay? And just procedures, because, first of all, let me do this. Let's get to your staff, because when you walk around and you introduce me to the scientist, you introduce me to all, your staff is pretty amazing.
Well, one of the things as this evolved, like I mentioned, over 30 years doing traditional pain as part of my practice in terms of medications, and we all know the troubles with narcotics mm-hmm. and even beyond narcotics, just the drugs that we use on a regular basis, like non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications like ibuprofens, and there's 30 or more of those that are still pretty popular. I mean, they have a lot of serious potential long-term effects. So mm-hmm. We know that they help people, but we got to do better. So with that, the idea of regenerative medicine has evolved, and again, I benefited from myself over 10 years ago when we were first looking at this opportunity, and I realized there was a lot of potential, but I didn't just want to do it in a way that was winging it. You know, I really felt like we needed a lot more science, and with that, and to make it even a better product, we started investigating, you know, with scientists who had a lot of experience in that field, and eventually that led to a relationship and association with a stem cell scientist out of Colorado State University, who had his PhD in you know, molecular biology, and a lot of experience with regenerative medicine, and we wanted to answer these questions. So with that, we tried to, you know, outsource some of our research, and it was very expensive. So we ended up building a lab in my office so we could do proof of concept.
Right. Yeah, and that's quite impressive when you walk in. Instead of just being, you know, stuck in a room and, you know, nothing's around and you don't see anybody that maybe has done that scientific research to what they're doing. They're just doing it because of maybe what the manufacturer has professed it will do or be, right?
Exactly. And some of those things that you're being marketed and told are not true. Mm-hmm. And like, for example, the amnio product where they were telling you're getting, you know, fresh stem cells. None of those stem cells that were in the product after the processing were actually viable. So we were able to put that kind of false information in place. And, you know, just to be fair, I mean, a lot of this is an evolution and high-level research that is being done at major institutes and universities. I mean, that we're not even trying to come close to touching what they're doing. They're they're very advanced, and they're doing great work in those fields. What we're trying to do is really take the here and now, you know, what we have available that's not high risk, not a high regulatory burden, that's, you know, patients need, and take that product and make it the best we can using your own tissues and your own cells and products.
Right. And that was my next point, because I've done this procedure, and it was about four and a half years ago, and did a knee and an ankle, which I'd had problems with for a number of years. And everybody's different. And that's one thing I really appreciate about Dr. Donner and his philosophy in this. We are not acting like, hey, this is the cure for every person listening to this, and if you do this in 6 weeks, you can run a marathon. We're not saying that. But I'm just saying my own personal story from this is truly, after the treatment and I got up off the table, I mean, I felt really, I mean, I have to say 100%, it helped me so much. And then I would have been fine if I hadn't done something stupid and kind of slipped down a mountain hunting and hurt my knee worse. But I mean, it really, really did me great, you know. And it was an easy procedure. I don't really even remember, you know, sometimes you doctors like this, you're going to feel some pressure. Y'all like that word, which means this may hurt. Okay.
Hey.
I want to get doctor definition sometime, you know, little pinch, little sting, little pressure. Yeah. But it truly, I mean, it was a very simple procedure, and man, it was great to get back and do the things, you know, that I could do without pain. And so, you know, here's what I'm saying to you, folks. You know, hey, I know there's a lot of medical care out there, and I know insurance dictates a lot of things and some procedures. Well, I mean, we'll just talk about it now. There are some procedures that insurance don't do some things with in this field. But I tell you, when I'm looking at, you know, what I had to do a knee replacement last year, and I got like $8,000 out of pocket, I'm going to go try some of this to keep from that, because, I mean, yeah, while the knee surgery has, you know, done pretty well, I wouldn't want anybody else to have to do it unless they just have to, you know, so at least try some of these things, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, everything's relative. You know, I'll see patients for a consult, and I realized, you know, he might be better off with a hip replacement. I think at your age, you know, you're not unhealthy, your risks aren't high. I think that, you know, I had one myself, you know, less than a year ago. And, you know, so you have to kind of weigh it. But then there's a group who'll say, well, you know, I had one on the other side and I had complications and, you know, I don't want to go through that again. Or my neighbor, okay, well, we had the conversation. You know, knee replacements, you know, that's still, it's a good operation for orthopedics, but it's not 100%. I mean,
no.
It's still 30% of people with knee replacements are not totally satisfied with the outcome. It's a little trickier operation to get to work. That's good.
Sure. Absolutely. So here's what we're saying. You hear at Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist, they've done their research, they've got the experience, and I love the part that you use your own stem cells to heal your own body. And the body's pretty fascinating, isn't it, when you look at it from scientific whatever. I mean, how it can heal itself if you do the right things.
Yeah, well, it's a complicated process that, you know, we're trying to unravel. And, mm-hmm. you know, that's what's exciting about it, because I think the next generation will really see the major benefits.
Right. And, you know, many people have asked, well, how long is it going to last? And, you know, I'm like, I don't know. But you know what? If you can be 70, 80% better, some people take 50%. If I can be 50% better, I'll do stem cell all day instead of going under the knife, you know?
And again, I think, you know, our overall picture, because we see a variety of different people, different problems, different stages. You know, we don't know all the biologies of everyone, but about 70% of people say they're about 70% better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with those odds, and especially if you have multiple problems, I mean, if you only have a single hip that's out and you can get a hip replacement like I did, that's a real win. But, you know, if you got like five different things are equally painful and bothering you and keeping you down, that's where this technology gets to be even more exciting and beneficial. Mm-hmm. We see this a lot in people who are, you know, like car wrecks, like you've mentioned,
right, and
they have multiple soft tissue injuries, and you're looking at, yeah, what they're, first of all, I don't know what kind of surgery is going to fix all this.
Sure.
And the chances of that working or being cost effective isn't very good. But, mm-hmm. you know, one procedure, we can manage a lot of those at one time, and that's what that's when it's really beneficial.
Right. So kind of hitting on the process there for someone that thinks they may be interested in the stem cell, if they have some recent imaging, is that something you like to see, you know, x-rays, MRIs, or?
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to come for a consult, you know, we take it as it is. But if they have something recent, obviously we know we're treating, just as mm-hmm. may say, well, God, you have a ruptured disc and you got your nerve is out, and you just have a disc replacement. You know,
right.
I think that'd be a better option. But, you know, we give them the, you know, the full workup as if we're looking to just take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we call it stem cells. I know you use that term.
Sure.
But it's really regenerative medicine. There are stem cells that are part of the product, but there's a lot more going on than just the cellular component that we can get into in a deeper dive.
Right. And it's all in how your body accepts it, right? I mean, it's just like some of us may take a pain medication. Some people can take one Tylenol or something and cures their headache. Other people, they may have to take, you know, almost a narcotic to get rid of headache. Everybody's different. Everybody's makeup is different, right? Injury is different.
Yeah, there's no doubt. But I think, you know, your own internal system has the best chance of helping you.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that there aren't going to be products, and maybe there are products out there that you can take off the shelf and just deliver, and that can solve some problems. But, you know, at the present time, I believe using your own best regenerative opportunity is the way to go at this point.
Right. Once again, Dr. Jeffrey Donner has been our guest at Colorado Spine Institute, and it is also Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. And they are located in Johnstown, up near Loveland there. 970-342-2220 is the number. And hey, look, here's the main thing I want to tell you is, if you've been suffering with pain and not being able to do the things, hey, the weather's really getting nice now, and you're thinking about, well, that doesn't do me any good because I can't go do the things I enjoy, give them a call, 970-342-2220, and at least do a consult. And I can't remember, was it like, what was the price for just a consult?
It's just a traditional visit, like with your insurance.
Right. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, and you can turn on our own. We can turn some things into insurance and see if they'll reimburse too. Right.
Yeah. I mean, we see people, they have a problem. I mean, mm-hmm. we don't want to be the clinic that says, oh, come up for a free consult, and then, you know, you're talked into something. That's not our goal.
Yeah.
Our goal is, you got a problem, we'll look at this.
Sure.
And not just as, you know, regenerative medicine consult, but just like, mm-hmm. hey, this is what we think that's wrong, and here are some of your options.
Yep. So I'm telling you this, from the medical perspective, this will be a breath of fresh air for you, because I'm telling you, I've been up to Dr. Donner's office, spent some time with him and his staff, and they really do care about the patient, and not to do what's really best maybe for them as a practice, but doing what's best for the patient care and to get you feeling better. And that's what it's all about. And it's, like I said, it's the Colorado Spine Institute, and you've also got Elite Regenerative Stem Cell Specialist. And this is the time you want to get in there and get a consultation, all right? Because, hey, you can get feeling good here even before summer really kicks in, get into the fall. And, hey, if you're an outdoor person like I am and love to get out and hunt and fish and all those kind of things, and you've given that up, give them a call, 970-342-2220. Now, one other side of your practice I just want to mention a little bit. You've got some things that can help men's health as well.
Yes, we believe in taking the opportunity to help people with whatever problem they have that's within our realm. And even though I'm an orthopedic spine surgeon, with the regenerative medicine side, and we also happen to have a med spa that looks primarily for helping people with their bodies, to tune up their bodies. With that, we offer ability for men with ED primarily. Mm-hmm. To be better with a combination of technologies.
Yeah, good deal. And consultations are available. All you have to do is just call there, mention you heard Dr. Donner here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get you in as soon as possible. Again, the number 970-342-2220. They're located at 4795 Larimer Parkway in Johnstown. So, Dr. Donner, it's been a pleasure, and we'll look forward to doing our future shows with you, sir.
Great. I look forward to it, too.
You've been listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Avoid the pitfalls with Kevin Flesh. Picture this. You're in court before a judge and jury trying to get the at-fault party's insurance company to cover your hospital bills, and the defense attorney pulls out your medical records. Comparing what you said to the police at the scene of your injury to what your doctor transcribed, you've contradicted yourself. You start to get nervous. You don't want to look like an idiot, but you simply don't recall what you said to the police. That was a long time ago. KLC's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, prepares you for these kinds of questions so you never need to worry about what to say. Of course, the opposition will always try to call your credibility into question. But with Kevin Flesh, you always know exactly how to respond. Schedule a free consultation now at 303-806-8886. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Trial tested. Trial ready.
Now's the time to get into D&D Tire and get your vehicle ready for those beautiful mountain drives or those summer road trips with the family. From AC and heating, brake service, battery replacement, engine repair, transmission service, oil changes, and of course, all of your tire needs, D&D Tire has you covered. Right now, you can get up to 6 months special financing with approved credit and $150 back on a qualifying tire purchase when you open a Goodyear credit account. If you're looking for trustworthy technicians and reasonable prices, along with outstanding service, it's D&D Tire. Three locations to serve you, two in Aurora and one in Parker. Check them out, ddtireservice.com.
This is Chris Kane with 303 Roofer. If you have an insurance claim on your roof and want to keep some of that money in your pocket, give us a call and we'll give you a cash bid to replace your roof. You pay insurance every month and now insurance has paid you. It's your money and we understand that. So give us a call at 303-390-1382 or visit our website, 303roofer.com.
You have this box at home filled with random pieces of old jewelry, some of which you inherited from a family member and all of which you aren't using. You don't want to get rid of it because many of the pieces have sentimental value, but you don't really know how much they're worth. You don't even know which pieces are real. Bring that box, all of it, to Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry. They will take a look at everything for free. They'll let you know what's real and what's not, and they'll give you estimates. Then you decide what you want to do. Sell the pieces to Littleton Jewelry for a fair price. Sit down with the pre to start working on a new custom design created from the old pieces. Get appraisals from Jesse and his team on the more valuable items to protect them in case of theft. Whatever you decide, don't leave them just sitting in that box forever. Find out what you have. Set up a private appointment with Jesse and his team at Littleton Jewelry today. Custom jewelry for life.
Hey, let me tell you about one of my favorite stores. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, located at 2650 West Hamden in Sheridan. Hi, this is Scott Watley, and You may ask, why is this one of my favorite stores? Well, you never know what you're going to find. But I will promise you this. You will find great service and great bargains from this family-owned store. It may be a great deal on that 12-gauge shotgun you've been looking for. Or maybe that rifle you haven't been able to find anywhere. And hey, they might even have that ammo in stock that you have been driving all over town looking for. The Outdoorsman's Attic is a consignment store for hunting, fishing, and camping gear. Now look, you've been moving that gear around your garage for months. Don't move it. Take it to the Outdoorsman's Attic and turn it into cash. Need to get that fishing license? Maybe grab some live bait? Head on over to 2650 West Hamden. And if your firearm needs a little work, ask for Scott the Gunsmith. It's the Outdoorsman's Attic, 2650 West Hamden. Tell him Scott sent you.
Home values are rising 8, 10, and 13% in some areas. Trying to buy it but keep missing? Take AIM to show you how to make sure you're at the top of the list. Don't think you have the money to cover appraisal gaps? Let us show you options. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Locally owned and operated since 2001, we know how to help. Rates will continue to stay low, values will continue to increase. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many have refinanced out of their 30-year mortgage and now have rates in the twos. Lower payment, shorter term, and they're saving thousands. Are you paying more than 3% on your debt? Convert those to a low rate and keep more of your money. 720-895-0500. Self-employed and been told you don't qualify? Nonsense. There are many options. Talk to us and see why we've been helping those self-employed for years. Our customer service is unmatched in Colorado. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where it's all about you. NMLS 298-191.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. And not just my friends, but truly, the staff at Lone Tree feels like part of our family. Since 2002, they have provided the very best care for our pets. What we love about Lone Tree Vet is the services they provide covers all of our needs, from preventative care, dentistry, pain management, cardiology, dermatology, and eye care, as well as emergency and critical care. They also offer veterinary surgery and orthopedic care. And when you need to get away, they have a fantastic boarding lodge and a cat boarding lodge that is amazing. If your pet gets to go along, they can even assist you with your travel health certificates. And when your dog needs a little extra instruction, check out the K9 Academy. They helped us so much when we got a new puppy last year. And then, of course, there is a spectacular grooming salon that you and your pet will love. All of this and more at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Oh, and check out the blogs to help you become a better parent at LoneTreeVet.com. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe that all pets deserve to have a good life. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. It's just one stop and all the care you need.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Protect Your Legacy with Attorney Blake Harris. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad to have you with us. We have a great thing for us here today with Blake Harris, and we're going to be talking about now his new firm name, and it is Blake Harris Law, formerly Mile High Estate Planning. So all the things you've heard about Mile High Estate Planning, same great attorney with Blake Harris and his team, and all the things that he offers there with estate planning. But hey, growth is always good, and we're going to learn a little bit more about that today with attorney Blake Harris. So Blake, thanks for being with us, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. I'm doing great. Great to be back on the show.
And it's great to have you, sir. All right. Well, man, I tell you, we knew this was coming. Hey, you're growing. You're doing great things. You're helping a lot of people. So kind of go through a little bit of the mindset with Blake Harris Law now.
Sounds good. Well, for the past decade, my firm has focused on estate planning and asset protection, helping families put together their wills and revocable trusts, navigating the probate court, reduce long-term care costs. And we're going to continue to do all of those things as well. But as more clients come to us and have other concerns related to their business and related to new investments that are being made in assets such as cryptocurrency, my law firm is expanding. We brought on a couple of additional attorneys to help meet our clients' growing needs. So now not only can we help with estate planning, we can also help with business planning. So clients who are starting a business or have a business and want to learn how to form that business properly so that they can collect money from investors, so that they are in compliance with SEC rules or exemptions under SEC, under the SEC, we can do that as well.
And, you know, Blake, I tell you, I think when we all think we're going to start a business, which, you know, I've certainly done over the years, several different entities and things I'm involved with, but we really can't think of everything. And, boy, to have someone like yourself to sit down with us, and especially if you get into partnerships and, you know, different owners and different things like that, man, there's so many things there to just protect yourself. And, you know, if someone passes away or just something goes awry in the partnership, how to protect yourself. So, man, that's a solid need right there.
It is, and it goes right in line with estate planning as well. If you're going to be planning for the future, if you're going to be planning for your money, then you need to both make sure that your estate plan is all squared away and that you have the company properly set up. I mean, in certain cases, clients don't need anything very complex, and I'll tell them we can set up an LLC for you. It's not going to take a lot of time, and it's going to be pretty simple to do. In other cases, if you're bringing in partners, if there's going to be investors in your company, then you want to make sure that you've really thought through every possible scenario, because it is much more cost effective to do the planning ahead of time than it is to try to litigate after the fact, to try to fix a problem after there's already been a dispute that arose. It's much more cost effective to set up a business plan from the start than it is to, after the fact, try to clean it up same way that it operates with estate planning. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of the cure. And that is certainly true when it comes to both business planning and estate planning.
Absolutely. Make it real easy for you now. Just simply BlakeHarrisLaw.com and the same number, 833-ASK-BLAKE, and they will get you fixed up for an appointment, whether that be in person or virtual. Blake can work all those details out for you. And again, go to the website. Highly recommend this. I'm involved with a lot of different companies, and I can honestly say Blake is the leader in this with the testimonials that people write about their experience with you, Blake. And I don't know, why do you think people tend, because you know what, most companies struggle with getting the people write reviews. And it seems like people just like, Blake, can I write you a review? Because they want to tell about what their experience was like.
Well, Scott, I pay a lot of people to write those reviews. I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I've never paid for a review. I've never even given a discount for a review. What I have done is I've shown a genuine concern for my clients. I started the law firm because I wanted to provide a good experience for clients. That was my number one goal in starting a law firm. I'd worked for other law firms before who have great legal minds and may do a good job for the clients, but I want to provide a great experience for the clients, where they know where we are with working for things on their behalf, where they don't have to wonder the status of their case, where things are turned around quickly, where we don't make mistakes, and we deliver on our promises. And a big thing that is important for clients, and I totally understand why, is pricing. We do upfront flat fee pricing, so the clients know exactly what they're getting into the moment they engage our firm. They're not left wondering what's going to happen to, they're not left wondering how much this is going to cost. Am I being billed every single time this attorney talks to me? We do flat fee pricing. It encourages communication with the clients. It builds a better relationship between our firm and the clients, and ultimately you get happier clients. And so, to loop back around to your question, that's the key to continuing to grow our reviews. And right now for our Denver office, we have over 70 Google reviews. Every single one is a 5 out of 5 stars.
No, great reviews. And I know people have really, really enjoyed working with you for exactly what you described there. All right, so let's kind of take down what we're doing now with Blake Harris Law, the asset protection, estate planning, business law, and like you say, the investments now with all the cryptocurrency and all of that. So, You know, I think many times people feel like that, you know, what, I just don't have much to set up some kind of will or something like that. But, I mean, everybody has something, right?
Sure. So a question that I get very frequently is, how much money should I have before I create a trust? And the answer is, it's not necessarily about the amount of money you have, though that is a factor in determining whether I recommend a trust for someone. The real question is, who are your beneficiaries? Who's going to receive your property when you pass away? If you're leaving your money to your own children, then you want to do everything you can to make it as simple as possible and as cost-effective as possible. Now, if you're leaving all of your money to a nonprofit organization, then maybe the best thing to do is actually just create a simple will. I'm not a one-size-fits-all believer. Some attorneys will recommend wills for everyone. Other attorneys will push trusts on everyone. I offer customized solutions, and my firm is well-equipped to create any type of estate planning structure, whether it's a will, whether it's a trust, whether it's a simple trust or a complex trust, a domestic trust, or an offshore trust. My firm is able to cater to the individual client's needs. So if the client has $100,000, but they want to leave their money directly to their children, then what I say is go ahead and set up a trust. It's going to be a little bit more of an investment up front, but it's going to save your family a lot of money in the long run. Now, on the other hand, if a client has $1 million, but is leaving it all to the Denver Dumb Friends League, what I may recommend is just use a simple will, and then in the event that you pass away, that probate cost is going to be paid for by the Denver Dumb Friends League, and you get to save yourself a little bit of money up front. So it's not merely a question of how much assets you have, it's a question of who your beneficiaries are. Do you have children? And if so, then I'd probably recommend a trust for your family.
All right. Blake Harris is with us once again, BlakeHarrisLaw.com, and the phone number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. So when we look at estate planning picture, so to speak, there's several pieces that of that pie, so to speak, that make up a complete estate plan. Just for today's show, let's just kind of maybe talk about the different categories that you work with folks on and developing them a complete estate plan.
Sure. So we always start by understanding the client's family. That's what I want to know first about. Is the client married? Do they have children? Is it a step? Are there any stepchildren? Is it a blended family? Understanding the family is key. Once we have a good grasp of the family dynamic, then the next portion is to understand the client's assets. Do they own real estate? Do they have a business? Are they invested in cryptocurrency? Do they have oil and gas in investments? What type of debt do they have? Once we have all this information, once we understand the client's overall financial picture and their family picture, then we want to get a good understanding of their goals. Or is their goal to leave all their money to their children? Do they want to leave some money to a charity? Is it a combination? Do they want to give their money to their children, but not necessarily as soon as they pass away? Do you want to give it to them some over time? If that's the situation, then how do you want it structured? Generally, the way that I structure distributions to children is that we don't give all the money to the children right away. If you do that, the children could end up losing some of the money due to a lawsuit or due to a divorce or just due to them being too young to properly manage their own financial affairs. So in that case, what I would recommend is to create a trust and allow another family member to manage the money on behalf of the children. So that's the first and most important document, creating the trust, typically a revocable living trust. The revocable living trust, you can transfer your property into funding the trust. It's very important that when you create your estate plan, you fund the trust. And then next, you want to make sure that trust then transfer the property outside of probate to the beneficiaries, and then each beneficiary should receive their own trust. You don't want all of the children pulling from the same fund and growing resentful that one is going to public college while the other one is going to private college. So that's the heart of the plan, the trust. The next document that is included in the estate plan is a last will and testament. Anytime that you create a trust, you also create a last will and testament, which is referred to as a pour-over will or a spillover will, which says that any money that is held in an individual's name after passing is transferred to the trust upon the passing of the person who created the will. This pour-over trust makes sure to catch any asset that is not properly funded in the trust and transfers it into the trust at the passing of the client. So first you have your trust, next you have your will, and then you have all of your incapacity documents. And there are several incapacity documents for which everyone should create. The first is a financial power of attorney. A financial power of attorney is used for making financial decisions in the event that an individual becomes incapacitated. Next is a medical power of attorney, where you get to select who's going to be making decisions on your behalf if you're not able to communicate your medical wishes. And then you have a HIPAA authorization. HIPAA is a federal law which protects the privacy of your health care. In the event that you become incapacitated, it allows the agent you have selected to make a decision on your behalf. I'm sorry, a HIPAA authorization allows your agents to access your protected health care information. And then finally, a living will. A living will states that if you're in a permanent vegetative state, that the individual, that you are not to be kept in a permanent vegetative state. This is a Terry Schiavo situation, and that you're to have life support removed.
Blake Harris is with us. Once again, it is BlakeHarrisLaw.com, 833-ASK-BLAKE. And we are visiting with Blake about all that his office handles now, and his asset protection, estate planning, business law, cryptocurrency. Hey, a lot to know there. So, Blake, as you have explained on previous shows with us as well, I mean, there's so much with this estate planning side that, boy, if people just don't have this, the family's already going through a lot of stress if they're even thinking about this, right? So what does this do for a family when everything is complete?
It saves the family a lot of money. It saves the family a lot of time. And most importantly, it saves the family it preserves a lot of the family harmony. In some unfortunate circumstances, the start of probate could end up being the end of the relationship between the children. The last thing that any of us want to have happen is after someone passes away to have family members end up fighting over their inheritance. I've had clients who want to leave their money to their children or grandchildren or friends or a charitable organization. I've never had somebody say they want to leave their money to a bunch of attorneys, to law firms, so the family can fight over the money. By having a well-drafted, properly executed estate plan, you can make sure that your family does not, you can greatly reduce the chances that anybody fights over their inheritance after you've passed away.
All right. Now, you mentioned a recent show and all, recent segment about the business law side of things. So I know you can't go through everything that you can help some with, but what are just some of the highlights of some of the things that folks can come to you with and you can help them as far as the business law area?
Sure. So whether it's a simple LLC that you need to create for a piece of rental property, or if you're looking to do something more complex, if you're looking to set up a corporation or a partnership, and you're going to be bringing in investors, pooling money, looking to do something bigger, we now have the ability to do everything from mergers and acquisitions, startups, venture capital, helping companies raise private equity. Everything within standard business law practice areas, we are able to accommodate, as well as issues relating to cryptocurrency. More and more people are entering the crypto space, whether it's starting their own coin or whether they are looking to set up a Bitcoin ATM. If you own a chain of gas stations or a chain of restaurants, you could put in very lucrative Bitcoin ATMs. These are popping up more and more around various places in the country, and I think we're going to see them more and more around Denver. My firm, I've always thought of it as on the cutting edge with everything we do, whether it's estate planning, elder law, business planning, or planning for clients with newer asset classes. By working with us, you're going to have the benefit of a firm that is forward-thinking. We're not stuck in an old way of doing business. And through myself and my team of attorneys, we're able to help coordinate everything from the very beginning of your business to making sure that that it works in conjunction with your estate plan, to making sure that your family, that there's a succession plan in place for after you pass away, so that in the event that once you pass away, there's a smooth transition of assets. And then the final portion that I want to talk about is tax planning. If you own cryptocurrency, it can be very confusing how to handle the tax reporting. We have the ability to handle any tax issue. We work with families who have under $10 million. We work with families who have over $10 million and putting together tax strategies for reducing taxes, for identifying opportunities for tax savings, to creating structures, to recommending different types of investments for clients to make to reduce their taxes. Now, my law firm, we're not investment managers. We don't make investment recommendations ourselves. But if there's another professional, an investment advisor, a CPA, who you think we should put, who would be beneficial to our clients, we have a very large network, a Rolodex of other professionals who we work with to help our clients achieve their goals.
Sure. Once again, Blake Harris is with us. It is BlakeHarrisLaw.com, and Blake's number, 833-ASK-BLAKE. And Blake, also on your website, you've got your ultimate guide to estate planning and asset protection. Boy, I know that's done well for you and very informative, a good read, easy read for people. But tell us a little bit about how folks can get that.
Sure. So if you're ready to move forward with the estate planning process, if this is something that you've been putting off for a while, I say the best thing to do is just pick up the phone, give my office a call, and schedule a consultation. We have phone consultations. We have in-person consultations. We have Zoom consultations as well. But if you are maybe not ready to start the estate planning process, and you just want to educate yourself further, go to our website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. Download the Ultimate Guide to Estate Planning and Asset Protection. It sells for about $20 in the Amazon store, but you can get a free copy online at my website, BlakeHarrisLaw.com. It's going to outline every possible option that you have for creating a estate plan. Anything you'd want to know, whether it's simple or complex matter, the entire buffet of estate planning options are presented in my guide. But again, if you're been putting off for a while and you're really ready to get moving, I would say the best thing to do is just contact my office to get the process started. But we do have our guide. I also have a YouTube channel and a TikTok channel where I go into pretty far detail discussing all the options available for estate planning. So in addition to your show, Scott, I'm out there teaching continuously, whether it's the public in general or other attorneys. I teach continuing education to other attorneys who are interested in getting into this type of law. I've taught many other attorneys how to be estate planning attorneys, how to be asset protection attorneys. Many attorneys, I would say, don't know, or most of the public doesn't know, that there's a lot you can do to preserve your assets. There's a lot you can do to protect yourself from ending up on the wrong end of a lawsuit, or if you end up on the wrong end of a lawsuit, protecting you from having to pay that lawsuit judgment. And that is a common area of estate planning and business planning that I feel is missed by many professionals who don't take advantage of asset protection strategies available. Yes, you want to protect the money for your children after you pass away, but while you're alive, you can set up a structure so that if you get sued, your assets remain protected and safe and nobody can take them away from you.
Sure. And I know another thing you offer, and I think this is another reason why you're very successful, is you offer free lifetime reviews on the estate planning side. So talk about why that's important.
Yes. So I'll walk you through the entire process, because this is a question that pretty much every client asks. What is the process? So it's always a pre-initial consultation. At the end of that consultation, I will be able to quote a fee for the creation of the estate plan. Clients know exactly what they're getting into at the very beginning of the engagement. They're never surprised by fees down the road, and our guarantee, our promise to do just that is reflected in the many very good online reviews that we have received. Once clients have hired us, then we send out an online intake form. It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to complete. It's not a very painful process at all. Once we have the information we need in order to prepare an estate plan, Approximately 3 weeks later, we will send the clients the documents to review. The clients can take as long as they'd like to review them, ask as many questions, make as many changes as they'd like. Once they let us know that the documents have been drafted to their complete satisfaction, we'll then schedule a signing meeting. There's two options. We can sign in our Denver office. We have beautiful office space in downtown Denver next to Union Station with free parking next door, or we can mail the documents out to the clients and have the clients meet with the notary. Most of our clients for the past year have done the entire process without leaving the convenience of their home. You simply call us. We set up a Zoom call. We then prepare the documents. You then have a notary come to your home. And then after the documents have been signed, we generally give another 30 days for the client to make any additional changes they'd like at no additional charge. And if more than 30 days go by, we do charge a few hundred dollars for any amendments to the plan. However, the clients can call in at any time, 6 months from now, 10 years from now, to discuss their estate plan. And we never charge for questions related to a client's estate plan. We give these free lifetime reviews very intentionally because we want our clients communicating with us. Often life circumstances change, births, deaths, marriages, divorces, other people connecting or unconnecting with family members. We don't want clients out there whose estate plans are becoming stagnant, whose estate plans no longer reflect their wishes. And so what we do is we give our clients pre-lifetime reviews. So if there's a change in a family situation or a change in your assets, if you've been sued or if you've received an inheritance, if you've sold a business, we can help every step of the way, and we will gladly be there to discuss with our clients so that if there's ever a change that in your life that affects your estate plan, we'll make sure that the estate plan stays up to date.
Sure. Got about a minute and a half here, but we had a question come in that they wanted me to ask you. Okay, so someone does their estate plan here in Colorado because they live here. Then let's say maybe they get sick, so they've got to move to Texas, and now they're being cared for by loved ones in Texas. And they, let's say they pass away in Texas, but their estate plan was done here. Does it matter where a person deceases? Is what laws kind of take effect with an estate plan, or is it where the estate plan was drawn up?
So you can create an estate plan in Colorado and move to Texas and your estate plan is still valid. I like to give the analogy that if you go to Vegas for the weekend to get married, then come back to Colorado, well, you're still married. If you create an estate plan in Colorado and then move to Texas and then pass away in Texas, the estate plan that we created for you here in Colorado is still valid. So the best time to create an estate plan is right now. Don't put it off in any longer. Don't wait until you move. Go ahead and do it now. Get the peace of mind. And the hardest part I find over and over is just making that first call. Pick up the phone, give us a call, 833-ASK-BLAKE, or contact us through our website, blakeharrislaw.com. Myself or a member of my firm will reach out to you to schedule a call with me personally, and then we'll get the ball rolling. Again, it's a pre-initial consultation, so at minimum, you'll gain some value, and at best, you'll be able to really take care of your estate plan and put together a plan for you and your family's future.
All right. Well, Blake, hey, congratulations on everything and just the growth of your firm and the growth of some things that you're helping folks with. So we appreciate it, and we'll sure look forward to our next visit.
Scott, it's always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having me on the show, and I look forward to being back soon.
You've been listening to Protect Your Legacy, brought to you by Blake Harris Law. Check out the website, blakeharrislaw.com. Go on, check out the reviews, but also just check out all the things on the website, a great website. But more importantly, pick up the phone, call, make your appointment today with Blake Harris, 833-ASK-BLAKE. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.